look up my name, Larry Bulow, online and see all you need to see.
What's the last name?
Oh. Yeah, the Screen Actors Guild, all the different commercials and things I didn't involve with. So it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun doing it.
It sounds like fun. Okay, great. And here's Laura to apply that rate for me.
Hi, Larry. Hello, my name's Laura. I'm one of the account specialists. How are you?
Good. I'm just wondering how many children this is going to cost me.
Very funny. It's funny too. You're in Hemet area. I have family in Menifee and Marietta, and I know your area very well. I was just there last weekend.
Yeah, pray for me, okay?
Is that what? I'm sorry.
That's it. Pray for me.
Yeah. Just to kind of understand your business a little bit, you've been in business already for about 2 years. Is that right?
Yeah, but it's just been odd jobs and stuff, but it's supported me, and so I'm gonna need to be taking some classes and courses too so I can get certified in some areas, because in my 20s I worked for BC Fox Construction Company, which was up in Idlewild, and they were all remodeled, so we learned everything. And that's a really great breeding ground for handyman stuff, because you get your feet wet in a lot of areas, so. I have all that knowledge from that time. I just didn't expect myself to be doing this kind of labor at 55 years old. But it's gone really well, and I picked up right where I left off. But, you know, things have changed, and I'm going to have to get the certifications and stuff. But as long as I don't, there's certain areas of roofing that, you know, you don't need licensing for. So I just don't blast those as much, in public. So what was listed on Angie's, I think I'm on Angie's, you can find me on there, whatever she listed was all legal, so, and there was quite a bit, so,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at your Angie's. How's that worked out for you so far? Has it been good?
Well, it's brand new, and I have my leads turned off right now, because I got my retirement from Winco, and I'm doing home improvement on my own house, and so I got people coming in and out of here, and I'm kind of working with them and doing stuff too. So I just wanted a little bit of that time to do that. But within probably a week or so, I'd probably be right back at it. So, but I can, you know, smaller jobs and things like that, I could probably still go out and bid them and do that. So, and if the job's big enough, and I'll probably would just have the people I have working here just keep going, I guess, and I just go back to work.
Maybe it's not meant
for me to take a vacation, because Angie's got me and now you guys are talking, so I don't know.
Completely different than Angie's as well. You know, with our listings, they are exclusive. So, as soon as we start working with you, we close out the category. So this isn't, you're not going to be sharing leads with any other company in your area like you do with Angie's. These are calls that are going to go directly to you. And we do that with first page placement on Google. So we give you about 15 keywords. Those are going to be of services that you offer. So when somebody looks up one of these services, it doesn't even have to be your company name, just one of your services. That's when your business pops up right there on the first page of Google. It's where that local map section is. Okay.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So we take care of you also on Bing. We also run Facebook ads. I know that you kind of do some jobs here and there, but have you opened up a Facebook account for your business?
No, I haven't done that yet. And it's fairly easy. I've opened up several pages, and there's not much difference doing that. You know, I've done Jim Carrey stuff in the past, so I'm a little familiar with what to do with it. But
Jim Carrey, the actor, right?
Yeah. I was a lookalike for 23 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So cool.
I've done a lot of sitcoms and talk shows and bar mitzvahs and friggin' conventions, you name it, singing telegrams.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah. If you look up Larry Bulow online, it comes up on Google and Yahoo and my pictures and all that sort of stuff. I've been doing it for a long time. And I still run a karaoke business called Jim Karaoke, but I don't do that very often anymore because I'm busy with this, so.
Well, that's really cool.
So my slogan is your number still 911? You know, for, handyman stuff? Because a lot of people have emergencies.
Yeah, so pretty much, Because I was trying to look you up right now as well. I think the last name is spelled B-U-E-H-L-E-R?
No, it's B-U-L-O-T, Larry. First name Larry, last name Bulo, B-U-L-O-T.
Oh, got it. Okay. I think I found you. You have a Facebook account? No, it might not be you.
I do.
Oh, yep.
I have a YouTube a channel too that just barely started up. It's got comedy and singing and all that kind of stuff on there too. So.
That is so funny.
Thank you very much. But I can't see myself in autumn.
Nice to meet you, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would assume so. Absolutely.
Hawaii three times. So that's been cool.
Yeah, that definitely is cool. What I was talking about on Facebook side, we do run ads for the business, so we can actually, you know, do advertisement. People are looking for your services. Later they get referred over. When they go on Facebook, there's an ad that pops up for your business where they're going to be able to click to call you. So all of this, when it comes to the services, when we go into the pricing, it's based off of a flat rate, so there is no contract. So it's a flat rate of $249 per month. You do have a one-time setup fee of $99. That's for all of your programming. So your initial investment today is $348, and then after that, it's just $249 a month.
Okay. Well, that sounds fair, because even if I only pulled one job out of the damn thing, you know, you're going to pay for that right off the bat.
Exactly. And in your area, there's definitely a demand as well for handyman services. So
I'm finding that out. I'm finding out quite a bit. You know? Sometimes
my husband
can pop a nail in the wall, but, you know, that's part of the job. You know?
Yeah, exactly. My husband's family, they're all contractors, painters, carpenters. So they do actually a lot of work in the Hemet area. Also, Idlewild, there's a lot of work in Idlewild as well. So you're definitely in a great area for all of it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of networking going on too. You know, I have electrician friends that, you know, they're looking for work, and it's out of my league or it's something that I want to mess with, and so I can call them up on it and have them come in, and they do it, and then they call me vice versa. So it's, you know, that's a good arrangement, especially when you know, you have contractors that work together on things, so. Yep.
Absolutely. So what do you think about everything? You want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
Well, you know what? It certainly sounds appealing. It sounds intimidating, too. Because now I got, you know, people calling all the time instead of just once in a blue moon.
The good news as well with our service, so let's say you start getting really busy. You're always going to be able to change your keywords, so you can change your keywords for higher paying jobs, so you don't get a lot of like random little jobs. You'll get calls for the bigger jobs. So that's going to be an option. And then you also, if you get terribly busy, of course, you can always pause your service with us, and we don't charge you, so you can always pause it, and then you can restart it when you're ready to restart it. We don't charge you another setup fee. So just communicate with us, basically, is what we're asking. Sure. And just so you are aware of the timeline as well, from when you sign up, it's about 1 to 3 days. That's going to be to get your onboarding call. They're the ones that do the research in your area and find what keywords are searched the most. Then it's going to take about 7 to 14 days to get those Facebook ads up and running. And then for your first page placement, first page placement is going to take about 30 to 45 days because Google has to mail you out a verification pin to verify your business. So it's a little bit of a process, but we do maintain your first page placement from there. Okay.
So you're telling me the vacation is on the horizon. So that's good. I can still take that time to get the house done, so I'm happy with that.
Exactly. So what do you think? You want to give us a shot?
Gee, let me think.
You think.
It sounds good.
That's perfect.
I have a lot of people that are very good at what they do, and I had them come in on bigger jobs. I might be able to just put them on pay and just have them work for the company all the time if they get busy enough. Because I'm starting to get to the point now to where I need somebody all the time. So
that's good.
And I had to turn down other jobs too, or put them way off, and that's not good because then they find somebody else. And
yeah, absolutely. Well, let me get everything going for you, Larry. Mm-hmm. I already got your last name, which is perfect. And what is your email address?
Well, you're gonna love this. It's jimcarrydouble@yahoo.com.
Jim Carrey, what? What was it?
Jim Carrey Double. So it's two R's in Carrey and E-Y. So it's C-A-R-R-E-Y. jimcarrydouble@yahoo.com. And then I also have Google for BeulahLarry@gmail.com. Either one of those. Yeah. I've had the Jim Carrey one for a long time.
I would assume so if you're doing the impersonating. Let me, I think I got, okay, hold on.
I was very lucky to get it.
I know, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think you went a little bit fast for me, so sorry. I'm going to ask you to help me out again. Email
sure.
Jim Carrey, your last name, Bullet, sorry, I can't say it, @gmail.com?
It's Beulah, yeah, B-U-L-O-T, the T silent. @gmail.com. So it's BeulahLarry@gmail.com. And then it's jimcarrydouble@yahoo.com. That would be J-I-M.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. I think that's what I was doing wrong. Okay. It's jimcarrydouble@gmail.com. I was not understanding the double part. I'm sorry. I was like, wait, what is he trying to say? Okay, I got it.
Yeah, the Jim Carrey Double is actually Yahoo, not it's not Google.
Oh, Yahoo? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
thank
then
you.
The Beulah Larry is Google. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Well, I got the Yahoo one down, so we'll work with that one. And yeah, by the way, it was such a great email. Such a great email. And then this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 0290, is this also the number that you want your clients to call you on?
Yes. For now, I'm definitely going to, I'm probably going to turn this into a business line because I'm getting a lot of calls on it, and it's, I'd like to separate that from the private line. So, I'll just open up another line. So.
Okay. That's not a problem.
It's easier to remember. It's easier to remember too, the 300.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect. I'll put that one down. And then for company name, I have Aces Handyman Service, correct?
Yeah, and then the slogan thing, is your number still 911? Some people get it, some people won't.
Yeah, it's the movie, right?
yeah. Yep.
Yes. All right, perfect. And then for your address, I have the 601 North Kirby Street in Hemet, California.
Yeah, space 509. I'm on the 18th floor of the Gulf Coast.
Okay, let me put that down. Space 509?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Got that down. All right. And for people authorized on the account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
Not at the moment. I'm in kind of a rocky thing going on here, so I don't want to include anybody yet. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Not a problem. And again, you can always change that, so don't worry. You're not stuck with that.
It's too bad you can't put, you know, wife on hold like you can leads, you know? That would be nice.
If you can't put what? Like,
Your wife on hold, you know, and like you do a lead, I can just turn them on and off. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I love it to death, I do. I'm just playing around.
No, yeah. I get it. You're all good. No worries.
That's the guy thing, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. So the next one's going to be services that you offer. So what type of jobs do you want to be found for?
Well, the ones that I do well are roof repair. I do gutter cleaning and repair. I do flooring repairs, subflooring. I built decks, but I'd rather not get into that. That's a little bit more construction than a handyman does, even though
I'm not going to put it down.
Things like that. Yeah, I can do repairs on just about anything. And then I also seal up, I don't know if it falls under pest control or not, but I do a lot of this in the park. If there's a, you know, rat problem, I go in and I will find the entry points. I'm not a poisoner type of person. I'm a block out type of a person. I go in construction wise and I get them to where they cannot get through.
What would that be called?
It would just, rodent, blocking, I guess. Blocking rodent entry points, but there's a term for it, but it's not coming to me. Yeah, I got a blank on it. Damage repair and preventative, preventative measures to keep them out.
I know that.
Okay, that helps.
Yeah.
Okay, got that down. Okay, what else?
I do pressure washing of homes.
Okay.
I have several pressure washers, driveway, home, and driveway, home, and roofs and everything. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh. All right. Is that all, or do you want me to add more?
Well, I'm trying to think. I'm right there. But you can't get what?
There's one of my clients. She's a grumpy.
Yeah, no worries. You're all good.
Anyway, so the other thing I also do quite a bit of in here is I work on the golf carts that are in here too, rewiring and just fixing them up and stuff. So I kind of do everything. I have a mechanics background and a construction background, so that gets me in a lot of trouble. So
okay, I got that down. Like fix golf carts, that works.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Cleaning. We even do cleaning and stuff like that. Not carpet cleaning or anything, but we can do window cleaning and all sorts of stuff like that. Damages and stuff like that outside. Fence repair. Any of that stuff that you can think of like that is stuff that we do.
Okay.
I haven't
all
had
right, perfect.
Too many things done. Electrical jobs that are code things like that, obviously, I avoid like the plague. You get a lot of trouble with some of that stuff. Even if you do it right, it takes just one person to blow a whistle on you and you're done, so.
Exactly, yes, exactly. That's a little, the electrical stuff is a little more on the tricky side. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, for your onboarding call, the call's typically 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on your questions. And they do call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like tomorrow, Thursday, or even Friday, if need be?
It's going to be good because I haven't taken on any jobs. So that's okay, Molly. Molly, get back in there. Molly, you know better. Get in there. Come on. My dog's in. She knows how to open the gate.
It's okay. I used to have a dog that climbed a fence. So.
Come on, Molly. In you go. Molly, you get up there. Come on. And gallivant and around the neighborhood. Gosh. Thank you. All right. Exactly. You stay there, you little Houdini. So you said 45 minutes to an hour on the onboarding
call?
Yes.
What time works best?
Well, if I'm not working, I tend to like to sleep in a little bit. So probably 10:30, 11 o'clock, somewhere in there.
Let's do on, do you want to do tomorrow between 11 and 12 o'clock?
That sounds perfect. 11 and 12?
Okay. I'm going to email you out that Google verification, not verification, sorry, the Google invite for the call. So if you need to change it or anything, you can just email me back. That'll be tomorrow between 11 and 12. And then we're going to do you a Google business profile for you. Now, I know you did mention to me about getting, certain certifications or whatever it is that you're doing. Is your business, like, registered with the city? Are you licensed and insured?
No. We're working on that right now. So,
Perfect.
Basically, right now, we're working on all of that stuff. So, hopefully, by the time I actually take on a job, it'll be good. I just have to apply for my wife tried to go in under roofing, and I said, well, that's your first mistake. That's going to require this. But if you're worded as a general contractor, it's a little bit different. You can get that a lot easier. And then you fall into the other job. So,
If
you know how to tiptoe a little bit, you're okay.
Yeah, exactly. You got to know how to work the system is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, here's one of my happy...
Yeah, you can let her know you got a happy customer right here who came from work.
Yeah, she drove
that's
away.
Good.
She goes, I walked into her house the other day. She goes, you know, you're getting awful, you know, comfortable just walking in my home. I go, you know, I'm like, you know, you like it. People get offended.
Good.
They're like, just come in. Don't knock anymore. You just come in. I go, well, I need to knock. Yeah, if I walk in here and you're like, you know, you're all sported out and you don't have anything on, then... Yeah. Nothing on with the radio, you know.
Now, another thing that's included in your service, I didn't tell you, but it's also included.
No, it's not. That's not included in the service, and I'm not a candy man. I'm a handyman. She gave you the look.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Now. Would you like us to make you a website that is what's included also at no extra cost? Would you like a website?
That would be wonderful if you guys are going to do the footwork on that too.
Yeah, that's included in with your service. I didn't tell you that earlier, so that's great.
What about actually going out and doing the jobs? Is that included too?
You know, it's not. your customers want you. They want you.
What kind of an operation are you guys running?
what cities, counties, or zip codes do you want to target? Do you want to do cities
right now,
or
cities for now? I don't have a fleet of trucks and stuff like that, but like in Hemet, San Jacinto, I'd like to try to stay in the Hemet, San Jacinto, Murrieta, Temecula area and not go any further than that right now.
Do you want to do Menifee as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's all in the same general area. I would think, you know, maybe 20 to 25 miles away is the most I'd go on the travel to do that. And that should be more than I can handle. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
unless
so I got that down. Unless
you're trying to do or something like that, you know?
Now, for the hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open?
Well, I would like to try to, you know, take, you know, my Saturday, Sundays off, but I could do a Friday, Saturday, or a Sunday, Monday, something like that. I don't know. What is generally working for handyman?
So, what I would recommend for you is to show that you're open every day. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're taking work every day, but at least, you know, your clients can call you. All right, let's call you back, Larry. I don't know what happened.